You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that technically Democrats hold a 32-31 advantage in the New York State Senate after special elections April 24th. But Brooklyn Democratic Senator Simcha Felder said he will continue to conference with the Senate Republicans through the end of the session, giving them the 32-31 advantage. Democrats Luis Sepulveda and Shelley Mayer won two open Senate districts during the April 24th special election in the Bronx and in suburban Westchester County. Governor Andrew Cuomo wrote a letter to Felder April 25th asking for a conversion back. Quote, I strongly urge you to join the 31 other registered Democrats so we can enact meaningful legislation that will continue our state's progress at this most critical political time, end quote. Without Felder, Senate Democrats will need to flip at least one more district in November and hold the governor's seat if Democrats want to control all three branches of government in Albany. You can read the full story at New York State of Politics. Ariel Zangla reports in the Daily Freeman that objections were filed with the State Board of Elections over the nominating petitions of three candidates in the election for New York's 19th congressional district seat. There were objections filed against the petitions for Democrat Erin Collier, Green Party candidate Stephen Greenfield, and Women's Equality Party candidate Chad McAvoy before the April 23rd deadline. John Conklin, director of public information for the election board, wrote in an email, quote, bipartisan teams will begin to review the objections and determine if they are valid and whether it will reduce the number of valid signatures on the given petition. If enough signatures are declared invalid so that the petition is invalid, the candidate is notified and offered a public hearing to attempt to change the staff determination. Otherwise, the staff recommendations go to the commissioners for a vote at their next meeting, which is currently scheduled for May 3rd, end quote. The objection to Collier's petition was filed by Barbara Sides, a supporter of competing Democratic candidate Pat Ryan and a voting member of the Gardner Democratic Committee. In an email, she claimed Collier needed at least 1,250 valid signatures but had only 284. Quote, in reviewing the petitions, I've seen an entire sheet with signatures of people who live in NYC and the Bronx, not in District 19 as required, Sides wrote. Quote, about 90% of the petition witnesses are from NYC, and it is possible that they did not understand or hadn't been told the requirements for petitioning in the Hudson Valley. Additionally, numerous signatures are completely illegible, and some signers sign their name on multiple petitions, end quote. Collier, in an April 16th Facebook post, claimed it was just politics at play. Quote, in a thinly veiled attempt to keep the only woman in this race from having a chance to run, Democratic candidate Pat Ryan is behind a lawsuit to kick me off the ballot, Collier wrote. Quote, in 2018, women should have a seat at the table, because when we're not at the table, we don't get paid fair wages, and our health care is thrown around as a political bargaining chip, end quote. Greenfield is the lone Green Party candidate running in the congressional election, and McAvoy is not really in the election, but filed as a placeholder for the Women's Equality Party line to let the eventual Democratic nominee take his spot. Collier of Cooperstown and Ryan of Gardner are opposing Jeffrey Beals of Woodstock, David Clegg of Woodstock, Antonio Delgado of Rhinebeck, Brian Flynn of Elko Park, and Gareth Rhodes of Kerhonkson in the Democratic primary June 26th. Two independents who did not require petitions have announced they are running, actor Diane Neal from Hurley and activist Louisa Parker of Calicoon. They all want to take on incumbent Republican John Faso, who hails from Kinderhook. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. WNYT-TV reports that Albany County held a public hearing April 24th about banning conversion therapies of minors that claim to turn homosexuals into heterosexuals. One man, reasoning that alcoholics be converted through Alcoholics Anonymous, did not support the proposal, but everyone else did. Quote, the use of mental health therapy for something that is not diagnosed as a disorder is problematic, said the executive director of the New York State chapter of the National Association of Social Workers, Samantha Howell. Quote, homosexuality has not been a mental health disorder for some time now, end quote. New York's LGBT Health and Human Services says that in 2016, 10.5% of all LGBTQ youth reported being subjected to conversion therapies. One man at the hearing claimed conversion therapy is going on in the area. Quote, I was approached by two gentlemen who informed me that there was a way to fix me. This was in Albany County, end quote, said Judd Crasher, who claimed that many of his friends did do conversion therapy. Quote, they're not doing so good, I'll tell you that right now, he said. Quote, many of them are dealing with huge amounts of depression and substance abuse, end quote. New York City and Buffalo currently ban the practice, and the New York State chapter of the National Association of Social Workers is rallying at the Capitol April 25th to ask for a statewide ban on conversion therapy. You can read the full story at the WNYT-TV website. Officials at the Bern Knox Westerlo Central School District removed a student from school April 25th after a social media threat. The Albany County-based school released a statement about the incident. Quote, early this morning, the Bern Knox Westerlo Central School District was made aware of a threat posted by a high school student on social media. While the threat did not name any specific student or staff member, all threats against the district are taken seriously. Administrators and law enforcement were notified, and the student was removed from school grounds. At this time, we do not believe the threat was a credible one, and there was no danger to students. The district will continue to take every action necessary to ensure a safe learning environment for our students every day. Any further developments will be communicated via normal district communication channels, end quote. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.